Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok, on this Wednesday. We start with the Democratic debate. There are two, of course, another this evening. Last night, the candidates, at least 10 of them, faced off. Your general impressions, Alan?
Well, there are a lot of good ideas that were expressed in this debate. Obviously, the popularity of the two liberal frontrunners showed through. You had, obviously, Bernie Sanders doing extremely well, coming up with a sort of seminal line when there was questioned about what was in the health care bill. And he shot back. He said, "I wrote the damn bill." Place erupted. The Sanders people have already put these stickers out all over the place. "I wrote the damn bill." It was a good moment. Elizabeth Warren also stood out as being very sensible. She and Bernie did very well together. They didn't attack each other. They have the same base, and it was a good moment. There were a bunch of also-ran sort of either moderates or conservatives who tried to bring their perspective in, but it didn't work, and it certainly didn't work with that crowd who were really on fire when it came to coming after Trump. So I think what we get out of this is that there's not much breakout from other people. Marianne Williamson, who is, of course, an unknown, made some very interesting points, one of which had to do with reparations. You and I and others have been talking about the idea that Black America has been shunted aside for a long time. She at least has a plan. Whether or not it has any chance of success is another whole story, but it was an interesting perspective. I was fascinated by what's going to happen in this country. It's inevitable in terms of health care. Obviously, I've been talking with you, David, for a long time about Medicare for All. I think it has the best chance of winning because we already have it in large part. Seniors have it. So you start adding a different class of people every year, and you got a program that is working. There are others who have different ideas, but one of the things that some of the more moderate people on the panel were saying yesterday were that you could do it, but you can't take away people's union health care or private health care. Listen, this whole debate has to have the private insurers in this country trembling. They're making a fortune off the backs of Americans. Whether it will continue, and I suspect it's such a powerful lobby that it will, is anybody's guess. But to me, the sensible thing to do would be Medicare for All.
And the word, the red meat, as you would call it, that goes out is the word socialism. Socialism, socialism, as we watch the Democrats fight over where the heart of the party is, in the moderate wing or in the progressive wing.
Well, that's right. You know, there have been remarks made at the debate last night in which people say they're going to call us socialists, whether we're on the right or the left. That's going to be their mantra. They're going to say that. So it's a mantra that the Republicans think is a winning thing to yell socialist all over the place. And let's face it, the library is a socialist. The school is a socialist. We already know that. To have health care, which every other industrialized society has, added to that list, it's okay with me. It would be the right thing to do.
Still a long way from the election. Is there anyone in this group that we're going to see tonight or that we've just seen that you think could rise out of the mist?
Anything's possible, that's for sure. You know, you never know who will fail, who will drop. But Joe Biden is an interesting guy. He's leading in all of the polls. He's Uncle Joe to so many people. I mean, he's a guy that they feel they know they can depend on. So I think Biden has a very good shot at taking the whole thing. He has an ability to mess up, and we don't know whether he will have the core to be able to stand up to a Trump. I think that's what everybody's looking at. And so tonight we'll see when he's attacked, which he will be, of course, whether or not he gives us a hint as to what he would be against the Trump.
Also in the debate, the second round elevated the conversation around climate change, something millennials and environmentally conscious Democrats, as CNN, are starved for 4 years after being virtually ignored. There's an article also about Greenland and the increased melting that's going on there. There's a heat wave and this very real existential issue.
David, the last couple of years were the hottest on record. You know, I keep coming back to the old Superman comics where Jor-El puts the kid into the rocket because the whole world is blowing up. I think to some degree that is what's happening here. For some reason, this is, as you say, the worst existential crisis ever in this world, and we don't seem to engage it. We don't seem to think it's as bad as it is. Our own Judith Inc. keeps telling us it's terrible. The scientists say it's terrible, and we put our heads down that ostrich hole, and we keep them there. And it's getting to be almost too late.
And it seems like there's a very real economic reason to do so, so-called green jobs. They brought it up in the debate, and Republicans were also always talking about jobs as opposed to protecting the environment.
Look, there are a thousand reasons to do it, but basically the reason to do it is we're all going to perish if we don't do it. And not only us, but our children and their children. This is terrible. And we can talk about jobs, we can talk about all the other stuff, but in the end, we're up against a terrible crisis that is going to affect every man, woman, and child, and animal in the world.
After the ratcheting up of the racism conversation in this country, New York U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik from Schuylerville told the Post Star, when asked if the president was racist, said, "No, he works effectively with elected officials in all backgrounds. I didn't like the tone of his tweets when he targeted what I call the socialist squad, but I do not believe the president is racist."
Well, she's just wrong, of course. Look, there was a moment in this debate when at least one candidate looks out at the Republicans and points out to them. He says, "When you pass, basically, what's your heritage going to be? Were you there when wrong was being done? Did you say what you should have said?" Elise Stefanik's going to have to deal with that also.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us as always. Thank you.
And David, thanks for all your hard work. I'm always astounded by everything you get done. Thanks again.
Thank you.